Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, 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 baby
with joy. Was not blind to the truth, just there to fill the space. Cause now you have no interest in anything that I have to say. I've allowed you to make me feel, I feel so dumb. What kind of fool am I? You so easily set me aside.
When I nobody, I need nobody. All these niggas full of shit. You just the homie once they hit. Felt like giving up on love. These niggas almost made me quit. Then I met been in love like this, a love like ours. I pray for it on my knees every night for some hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. What's yours is mine. I can sit and talk to you for hours, sit and look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding you close for hours, and I, oh, 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 oh,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. I'm your host of the evening, Ben Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And should you be happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. Well, if you're already here, go ahead and press 1 so that we can talk about it. So, I told y'all I had a surprise for y'all. Let me go ahead and open up the mic of my co-host this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Wolf Hour's own mouthpiece. What's good, bro?
Oh, man. I cannot believe I'm sitting here. Let's Talk About It with my man Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic on Epiphany Radio, man. I'm telling y'all right now, hey, if you ain't doing nothing on that Saturday when this thing show up, you need to show up right here when Epiphany Radio is going down, man. I love this show. And I ain't been here so long, I got to apologize to my man for not coming through, man. But listen, I'm here tonight, and I am ready to talk about it. I want to shout out to Big Boss, with the Big Boss up there in Ivory Tower. Real funny. Hey, man, thanks for letting me come on here, man, and crash the party. Also, it's an honor to be here, man, my man, Poetic, man. I'm ready to talk about it, man. What about you, man?
Oh, man, I'm definitely ready to talk about it, man. But it's an honor having you here, bro. You know, I believe the last time that you and I got the opportunity to host together was when you invited me over there on Wolf Hours, bro. And you know how long ago that was?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Man.
It's been a minute, man.
And, man, listen, y'all. He wrote me into a few nights. Not just one. He wrote me into a few nights over there. Man, I had so much fun over there. Wolf Hours is definitely missed in the community, man. We love Wolf Hours over here, man. We love Wolf Hours.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Hey,
man, we had a good run, man. We had a good run.
Good, man. Y'all had a great run, man. The community definitely needs Wolf Hours, man. There's a statement, man. Y'all don't even understand. Y'all don't even understand. Wolf Hours would come on at 10 o'clock at night and go off about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. But I was there to listen to the whole show, man, because 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, because all the poets was fire coming through there. Man, then they have like a little speed round, depending on how the night was going. Man, listen, Wolf Hours definitely was the Thursday night spot, man, 10 o'clock, man. Sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning. Bro, I was tired at work the next day. I ain't even going to lie to you, bro. I was tired.
You got a lot of folks bad at their job, man. Like, man, messing with my piece, trying to pre-pause, trying to divine demons to car rain. Everybody
knows. Alpha One, man. Shout out to the brother
Alpha
over there.
Alpha One, salute.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, we can talk about this all night, man. But we got a topic we got to address tonight, y'all. We got a topic.
I know, man.
We get to the topic. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Shout out again to our CEO, who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all. Hey, man, hit the brother up. Know him, say thank you in his inbox for Epiphany Radio, or, hey, man, get you some of them Raw Links. I got mine. You got to get yours.
Indeed.
Now,
bro,
we getting it. We getting in some business tonight. We getting in some business tonight.
Yeah,
tonight's topic.
Yeah.
Do you have an age preference when dating? I mean, is it really just a number? What do they say? Age ain't nothing but a number. Nothing but a thing. So what y'all say, man? Since you're the guest host, of the night, man. What say you, bro? Do you have an age preference, bro?
You know, I was thinking about that today because I wanted to be prepared. You know what I came up with, man? She got to at least be a few, like, I'm talking about 7 to 10 years older than my oldest child. And also, it depends on what you're doing. What are we doing? You know, it depends on the parameters of the relationship.
Okay.
Are we just messing around? Are we just partying and fun? Are we doing a whole, you know, commitment, monogamy type thing? What are we doing? And I think that really depends on that's a bad word.
No, you good, bro. You good.
So it just depends on what we're doing. Now, in my opinion, with me, I think I try to stay away from too young because in my experience, you know, young is fun, but it comes with consequences, buddy.
Whew.
You know, young is young. You know, and think about it. When you were young. When I say young, I mean it depends. I'm going to be 48 this week, God willing. This week. Yeah, well, this week. I'll be 48 years old. And
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. And my thing is, what would I consider young? 20s. I can't do 20s, man. I ain't doing it now. And if in your 30s, you got to be halfway to 40. Like 35, I'm thinking maybe is my 33, I say is my cutoff. I'll give you that.
Okay, that's fair.
Jesus' age, 33 is my cutoff right now. I mean, to me, that's young because I'm 48.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but that's a grown woman, though. She done done some things.
Right. You hope she done done some things.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Good point.
You hope she
doesn't. I'm being presumptuous. You're right.
Okay.
You're right about that.
You know, because I done met some 20-year-old women that got their stuff together. I done met some 20-year-old women that's got their stuff together, and it's you know, I marvel. You know, the last one I met, I said, I need to introduce you to my son.
So we can get this stuff together. I need to help you, my son.
Go ahead and ground him a little bit. But you know, I feel where you're coming from, bro. I feel where you come from. I'm already 48. I turned 48 this year as well. So for me, I do have a dating preference. My dating preference is younger. That's not to say that I won't date an older woman. I married an older woman. That's probably why I don't date a lot of older women now. Because she left a bad taste in my mouth. She left a bad taste in my mouth. Because she had it together. Right? She had it together. But it just didn't work out. But I'm like you. 20 something is a little young for me. It got to be at least 33 and older. I had posted one of my poetic lines. I basically was saying that I carry too much emotional baggage to allow a rookie on a rookie salary to unpack it.
Say it again, brother. Say it one more time. Wait, hold on. Say it one more time. Shut your damn mouth.
For those in the back, I carry too much emotional baggage to allow a rookie on a rookie salary to unpack it. All right. So what I mean is I've been through so much. My emotions can be all over the place sometimes. And the ones that I had packed away in that baggage, can't no 20-something woman unpack those emotions and understand where I've been. I'ma get emotional trying to explain my emotions. Come on.
Look at emotional. Trying to explain your emotions.
Yeah, man, and you know, you made a valid point. You know, what are the parameters of the relationship? What are we doing? Are we dating with the intent of being together? Are we just dating to have fun? Let me let y'all young ladies know right now. I'm nobody's sugar daddy. Okay. I got 5 kids. My oldest is 26, and that boy been in my pocket more than anybody.
Yeah.
So I'm nobody's sugar daddy. If you're looking for a sugar daddy, you might as well. What my girl say? Keep on walking. Keep on.
Hey, this is what I tell them. I tell them, man, I say, hey, you're looking for a sugar daddy. You try me, you just be practicing. You will be mad as hell. I'm thinking right now.
Know
you
know right, bro.
What? Shit. Can I buy me one? I'm talking about buying you a kid. Listen, man.
Yep.
If you coming to me with that, you're going to be upset. Tell you right now, you're like, what? The mouth is no. Yeah. I ain't never promised you that, baby. You're doing this word. Hey, how should you say? We don't go on dates. It's chicken wings and French fries. I'm playing. But nah, ain't no sugar daddy action.
It ain't this kind of
dude.
I'm 20s, man. I'm 20-something women, man. What we doing? What we doing? Clearly, she just trying to play. You know, I have met some that are, like I said, I have met some 20-something-year-old women that got it together. You know, but that's just not for me. We in two different eras. Chances are I might go she go. Nah, I'm good on that.
Well, this is the thing you got to think about. Where was your mind at when you were in your 20s? I mean, I get it. Some 20-year-olds, they have it together financially. Maybe they have a great education. They got their own house. They got cars and shit. But that mind is still. I don't care what you say. That mindset is still young, man. It's just certain things that there are some exceptions, but it's certain things you don't really experience until you get a certain age.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, when I was in my 20s, I got married when I was 26, 27 years old. I knew what I wanted.
Right.
You know, I matured pretty fast. You know, my mindset was to be the husband. My mindset was to be the family man. My mindset was already there. I knew that's what I wanted to be. I was at 26, 27 years old, right? I'm coming up on my 30s, you know. Because when I was 22, 23.
Wild.
I was wild. I was wilding.
In the club, goddamn, pulling up on these women.
True story. Since we're talking about dating
with
the women, true story. Back home in Baltimore, we had a club that was a 30 and older club. My homeboy knew the dude, man, so we got in. So me, not knowing what to expect, I had on a nice little outfit. I had on a vest with nothing on underneath. And I was
scared. Andrew would always sit on
him. I was I was fit, you know. I was fit, you know. I wasn't you know too muscular, but I was fit.
Right.
Man, we walk up in there, man. You talking about the Cougars was out? Oh man, they was out. I told my boy, I said, probably after about an hour. I said, bro, I'm ready to go. He said, why? I said, bro, these women looking at me like I'm a piece of meat. He said, well, you are. You see how you came out the house?
I could be hanging all out, you know what I mean, with the vest with no shirt on, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I was like, man, when I got back home to the woman, she was like, oh, you wore that to the club? I said, yeah. She said, okay. Bro, I never saw that outfit again after that.
Damn. Did she hear this shit?
No, she threw it away.
You went to the club like that? Yeah, at the house?
Yeah, threw it away.
We was wild, boy. You was wild. You wild there.
Yeah, I was.
I would throw out that shit. I wouldn't have got out of the house. Hey, are you going with no shirt on, sir?
I don't think about it. She wasn't even home when I left. Come think about it. Yeah, she wasn't home.
I was about to say.
Yeah, she wasn't home when I left.
She couldn't have been.
We're going to open the mics of these callers, but let me get this piece out of the way now that he and I have talked about it. Let me go ahead and get this piece out of the way.
Go ahead, man.
The title of this piece is called True Love Never Fades.
Thank you, Jules.
I listen, but I want to hear the power of your I love yous in your voice, giving me the personal choice to believe that the loyalty present in your eyes, from your body language, my heart has the proof of your truth and no lies. In the midst of failing relationships, hearts rarely break even, especially with undefined situationships, which is why I pray for a truer, deeper connection between you and I, with a mental resurrection of true and pure love that extends, and the warranty that has previously expired from faulty commitments that proved one could simply turn love on and off, except true love can never just die. I'm not sure who told that lie. The reality is someone just wants a new partner to play with. So, baby, just know I need to not just feel your presence, but I must acknowledge it as well in all its magnificence. Because in all that I am as a man, I need the genuine love and respect from a woman. So I can love you unconditionally and show the people of Nashville that from a place of masculinity, I will keep you safe and provide serenity. Because only you can inspire me to love you completely. I love you. I love you. Poem.
I mean, damn, the boy, who you proposing to out there? I mean, damn, somebody.
Hey, man. Sometimes you know, you have to make your request known to God so that he can honor them. So,
this is true.
You know. Now, my brother, you sure you don't want to do a piece tonight, bro? You sure you don't want to do a piece tonight?
You know, I'm about to do one. You know, y'all going to let me not do one, so. But I'm gonna go the opposite direction than you though. I'm sort of playing devil's advocate in this one, but not. It's just you have to really put this poem to see what the poet is trying to say, what the author is trying to say. The author is me.
Mike is yours, bro.
All right, brother. All right, got you. Appreciate it, man. I mean, I said, will tomorrow ever come? Imprisoned in the yesterday of never was, rioting in my cell, biding time in the quiet of my hell, until this day is won, listening for your heartbeat. My murderous truth was a defeat of your trust in me. All the while you loved the way I lie and painted everything costing you 100 smiles, but the truth is free. Though scary at times, I sit and stare into forever's eyes wondering, how long will you wait pondering? You say, your scars are confidential. Well, this pain of love's love will be superficial if I continue to lie to you. My heart is an abandoned building, and inside there's a tiny room with no windows where I cry to you. Truth's gun at my head, threatening to pull the trigger, screaming, if you don't tell her, you're going to die, nigga. Shit. So should I lie, keep you in love, and die for you, or do I live, kill your heart, and tell you the truth? It's like that. What do I do? Decisions, decisions. Time's a killer, too. It's crazy. You love the way I lie out loud as fuck, but silently I'm killing you. I can't help but reminisce, capturing the passion of your kiss, tasting it on your lips, strumming your heartstrings, playing our favorite song, our naked forms dancing to it. You love the way I lie. This mission is impossible. The chance of success isn't even plausible, but this lie and what it's costing you is weighing on my conscience. Beneath the surface of this love lies the truth, and today is what it's costing us. That's that piece with ours.
Yo. Today is what it's costing you. Hey, bro, this was a serious piece. This is a serious piece right here. This is a serious piece.
It's actually a collab with Red Dawn, Erica Taylor. That's just one of my verses. That whole piece, man. That shit heavy, boy. I can imagine.
It's heavy. Just that piece that you shared is heavy, man. I appreciate that, man. That's a dope piece, man. That. Hey, man. Welcome back to the mic, bro. Real talk.
Me and the mic is married. We ain't never bringing up. It's just, you know, I had to take a little break.
That's all right. I'm glad. Listen. I'm glad you decided to break that covenant of the break just for us tonight. We excited and we honored, bro.
Man, you know, Epiphany and Wolf Hour's been down for a while. We have a saying, respect the conglomerate.
Respect the conglomerate.
I mean, both of us, you better respect. Cause that means if you come for them, you come for me, and I come for you.
Yes, sir. Love it, man.
Right.
Love it.
Fact.
Man.
Fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, fact. The voice that you are hearing, if you are unsure of who this is, this is Mouthpiece, Wolf Hour's own. He is joining Epiphany Radio tonight, co-hosted with me tonight for this topic, man. Are we ready to hear from the poets? Are we ready to hear what they got to say on this topic?
I'm so ready to open these mics up, man. I'm so excited. Bring the fire. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, listen, first up on the mic tonight, we have Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, King. So happy to hear you. Woof.
Evening.
My tiny darling.
How you been, Amelia?
I am fabulous. Thank you.
Indeed. It's really good to hear you on here, man. It's really good.
Absolutely.
It's really
absolutely.
Pleasant to hear you as well.
Yeah. I know. Man. Go ahead. It's okay, man. Tell him you miss Wolf Hours. It's okay. Go ahead. It's all right. Let him know.
Oh,
let him know.
Lord, he's going all that nonsense. Cut it out right now, man. Cut it out, man.
Amelia, tell us this topic tonight. Do you have an age preference when dating? I mean, is it really just a number? Let's talk about it.
Well, not really. But I'll get into it in my piece, because I wrote a brand new piece for you all tonight, but basically not really.
Okay. Okay. You hear that, my piece? She said, nah, not really.
I heard that. She said, not really. What you're saying is, hey, you know what I'm saying, 80 to 85, we were crazy. Like, no, I'm playing. So what you're saying is really, you know what I'm saying, we just said that. But no, what you're saying is really, so you are, you want to say age ain't nothing but a number then?
Yeah, well, like I said, there's more to it than that, and I go into detail in the piece, but
okay.
The short answer is not real.
Okay.
All right.
What you say, man?
I said, let's go ahead and get out the way and let her go ahead and get her piece in.
Yes, sir. Mic is yours, Queen.
Okay, so this piece is called Age of Dating. My husband was significantly older than myself. The dramatic age difference wasn't a factor within our relationship. The issue was other family members, myself being so close to his children's ages. I left a decade ago now. I've dated a few much younger men around their early 20s. I've dated some around my own age and many in their 40s. The issue with the dramatic age difference, as in 20 plus, was even though they may have been more mature than most in that age range, they still were not at a level such as myself, and so much was lacking, in my opinion. Now, those that were around my age, unfortunately, had not learned the lessons of their past, not repeatedly walking in the negative ways. Those that were in their 40s was a mixture of either not learning from their past mistakes and those that behaved extremely immature. I continued to pray regardless of a man's age may be. That love will find a way to my door. My question and conversation would be for a future king as follows. Will you sit and talk to me a while? Tell me where it hurts so I can pour some healing devotion into your wounds. Then I'll apply some tender loving kisses to erase all the pain. You have the most handsome eyes. They sparkle and shine. My mother told me once, your future husband's eyes will sparkle. I just wonder, was she talking about you? Why are you single? Did she walk all over your emotions and abuse your kindness? How long have you been single? What type of woman are you looking for? Are you truly serious about developing a long-term, positive, loving relationship? Just want a sex buddy to fulfill your desires? What do you bring into the relationship? What are your goals for your future? How do you define love? Please explain using your explanation as a definition in a dictionary. Now, I'm a good cook and will keep you enjoying the culinary delicious delightfulness. I am extremely clean and will be sure to sanitize and clean our love nest. From top, pour endless love into you throughout every moment of every day. Finally, I'll rock you into your dreams with my erotic pleasure skills and awaken you every morning with sizzling, sensuous pleasures to ensure your day begins right. Now, if that is satisfactory to you, please do apply for a kingship into my world. All ages may apply, yet keep in mind, I'm looking for a relationship that will stand the test of time, not a microwavable snack of a temporary design. I've gained wisdom without compare. I've lost much, and I've gained more than any gold could buy. Choose wisely, because I'm no fool. I'm a queen of the highest realm. If you are a chocolate king and have a heart of gold and phenomenal intelligence, please do step up. So if you are truly the one that I await, please do step into my life and let's take it from the imaginary into reality that will be forever, always, a king and a queen, two hearts beating as one throughout eternity. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, in peace.
All right, all right. Mouthpiece, what you got for that one, bro?
I think she kept true to what she said in the beginning. Her perspective is not about really age. It's more about the experience, you know, what you have to offer. And I don't mean, like, tangible things. She was looking for, she kept saying, it was something that kept playing over and over in her piece. You know, what could you offer me outside of that tangible realm? That's what I kept hearing. Like, what's between your ears?
Yeah.
What's between the shoulders, heart and mind? You know what I'm saying? Who are you? You know what I mean? What does it mean to you to receive a queen? She said she was the queen of the highest order. She said, hey, now, look. You got to come with it. I don't mean, you know, it takes a different type of individual to approach a woman like that. So, I mean, I think she just kept true to what she said. It's not really about age. It's more or less about who you are as a man, no matter what age you are, no matter what age level you're at. But who are you as a man? Damn, that's kind of dope.
Yeah, I got you. Absolutely. You know, she laid out her credentials. You know, she said she's gonna sanitize the dwelling space, the quarters, if you will. She's gonna sanitize. You know, she laid out the credentials. She, you know, enjoy the culinary skills. You know, she used the big word.
Yeah,
enjoy my culinary skills. You know. You know, you laid out your credentials there as well. So, you know, hey, listen, I can't say that. You know, I said after my piece, you got to speak some things into the atmosphere, you know. So, hey, speak it into
existence. You did say that.
Absolutely. Right. Dynamic piece, Amelia. Dynamic piece. Great job.
Thank you, Kings. I appreciate your comments. And, Wolfie, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what I'm looking for. So you picked up on it very well. Yes. And poetic, absolutely. I'm going to make sure everything is clean and I'm not a messy, nasty person. Everything's going to be clean and sanitary. I'm going to cook some delicious food for him and satisfy his other desires as well. but he's also got to bring something. So God bless both. One love,
all right, God
one
bless
mic.
You too. One love, plus, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Get on over
really
and get down dance
experience.
Floor. Absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Amelia T. Davis on her way to the VIP lounge to get some of that imported champagne. Since we didn't actually say where the champagne was coming from tonight, where is it being imported tonight? Mouthpiece, go ahead, let the people know where we ordered the champagne from tonight, bro. You go ahead, you do the honors.
Well, when I look at the listings of origin, we have the most the most aged champagne imported from Tuscany, Italy.
Ooh.
Tell y'all, about to let me take something.
Italy champagne. Some of the finest that you will ever put in.
Y'all ain't ready.
They're not ready.
I think we're over the head of that one.
Go up, man. Let's keep this party going, man. Next up on
let's
the
go.
Mic, we have Epiphany's own one half host of the Erotic Love Zone and one half host. I'm sorry, the whole
host. My girl.
Forgive me. The whole host of Poetic Therapy. And this coming Monday, y'all, she's one third host of the Soul Cafe, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-mm.
La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Mouthpiece, what's up, black man?
What's going on, queen? Look here, listen, shit.
Yeah. Come on. You know. You already know.
I know. He was like,
Y'all have no idea how hard it was for me to hold this in after I talked to my brother early this morning.
I'm like, yo,
oh, stop, man. You can't. Cut it out.
Like, I can't even tell nobody. So you know who I told? I went right in the mirror, looked at myself and said, hey, Mouthpiece hosted with you tonight, boy.
Y'all are too kind, man. I'm be honest though, man. It's an honor for me to be. I'm so proud of the legacy that my big brother has built, man. He's really acquired some quality people, quality poets. I talk to Danielle every other day. I know her. That's my nigga. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah.
Right? Partner, for real. Look, me and Danielle got some history. That's my folks, for real. So he's acquired, like, some really quality people, man. And I'm so proud. I know Van. I met him. We hung out. A1.
Absolutely.
A1, man. I'm so proud of Larry Wright, for real, the part right now, man, of what he's built. This is a beautiful place to be, man. And I'm honored to be here. That's all I'm going to say. I'm honored. The honor is ours, bro.
I mean, I know I'm tickled pink. My grandmother used to say that. Oh, baby, I'm so tickled pink. I'm tickled pink. you know, because, you know, Mouthpiece is one of the guys that I look up to in hosting and poetry. And yeah, he right, man. We got to hang out together, man. He called me stupid.
Crazy, man. Man, wow, y'all. Look at it.
What did I say? You wow.
That is my dude,
wow.
Man.
I see you.
Right. So also, shout out to my man, Mojave, man. That's my dude, too, man. We hung out. Who did I meet from Epiphany? I met Florida Port a long time ago, so. Shout out to my big brother, man. Yeah, man. Like I said,
man, we had a great time. Man. We had a great time.
Y'all
want to know what's crazy? Yo, that
what's
was 2019, y'all.
Man, what you talking about?
That was 2019.
Brother.
Oh,
that
man.
Was a wild night, man.
Yeah, that was. Boy, what you talking about?
Anyway, we're running along.
Hey, Mouthpiece, why don't you go ahead and talk to the Perla Negra about this topic tonight, man? Give her the question.
I will do that, sir. La Perla Negra. I wore that song right there. I wrote that song. What? Stop it, girl. You better stop it right now. What is your age preference when it comes to dating? Dating period, like who? Like you have an age limit or a certain age you want?
I do have one now.
What is
it? Even though a lot of the ones that are below my cutoff, as far as being younger, come at me. I'm not going below 36. I'm not, because you know what? Because you know what? It's still a maturity factor, and I have had many conversations with the ones that are below that age. I might have a few exceptions, but I have a way of talking to people that kind of I test them and they don't know they're being tested, and they fail every time. It isn't one or two things. There's a certain conversation that I will hold that will just like, I'm going to pick your brain. I'm going to find out, like what you said, quote unquote, what you got between your ears. Yeah, I'm going to find out, because see, it's a certain level of conversation that has to stimulate it. And if you're not bringing it, and then I want to see what your future aspirations, your goals are. What do you have planned? All of that. Okay, because I got mine. I'm good. And right. You know, it's certain things that I have set for myself. And it took me a long time to get to where I'm at, mentally, spiritually, all of that. As far as going up in age, now I'm in my 50s, but I don't know. It depends on the life and the man, how far I'm going to go into them 50s, whatever, you know. Because I've met some men that are very, they are right. And then they might be like close to 60 or a little bit past 60, you know.
You know what? I'm gonna have a Kanye West moment for me. Excuse me, real quick, Daniel.
Sure.
Angela Bassett. Yeah, I will date you. I will date you. You don't age. I will date you. Okay. If she's listening, I will date you. If you're
you
agree, I will date you. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Back to what
Wait
you were saying,
Daniel. And she married.
Listen, I just said
She married into your boy. She married into a high school sweetheart.
Oh,
yeah. Man, she in Hollywood.
I'm gonna piss y'all off. You know, if I ever see someone in public, I'm gonna shoot my shot. You know what I'm talking about?
Who that?
Kate Blanchett. Fuck that.
Oh shit.
Lord.
That's my white girl crush, Kate Blanchett.
As long as you didn't say Martha Stewart, because she just posed, you know, in just an apron for this tea company. As long as you didn't say Martha Stewart, okay.
That's Snoop Home. That's Snoop Bay. No. Kate Blanchett.
That's definitely
I'm shooting my shot. It is.
But I hear you.
Miss La Perla Negra.
Well, I hear you. You know, some people, most of the women that I have conversed with, and if I tell them that I put them through a test and they didn't pay, they're like, "You childish! What you got to put me through a test for?" That right there, the way you acting right now, yeah. Absolutely. We got to have some intellectual stimulating conversations. We got to.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm a Pisces, okay? I get bored very, very easily, and I will pick right out on your ass. I don't tell them I'm testing them, but that's just, I mean, because that's part of my personality that I have developed over the years. It's just something naturally that I do. So, I ain't telling them I'm testing them, but I want to see if you have the potential to keep up with me and to work with me, because it's going to be a partnership. It's not just going to be, everything.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Teamwork, make the dream work, baby. I can't do that in and out, that sometimey, wishy-washy, I need to know, is your mind made up? Do you know what you want? Are you going for what you want?
Get into it. Because
I know what I'm about.
Let it ride. Oh, my bad. You said, is my mind made up? It took me someplace to met the man. All I'm kidding. My bad. I apologize. Forgive me.
Well, you sick. You sick, boy.
See?
You know what?
Yo, but I got to say, I'm telling you, it's good to hear you on over the airwaves.
Oh.
Even though I talk to you regularly, I'm excited. I ain't stopped smiling since Van said you was on here. Like, at first I was like, my jaw dropped. So I'm like, no, he didn't. But then I am about to start smiling. We're here. It's all good, though. I'm going to cut you out.
Y'all are too kind. Y'all are too kind. Y'all are too kind.
Get on you. She's going to get on
you. You but nothing but love.
Yes, man. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, we've gotten the talk part out of the way.
Right. Yes.
What did you bring for us, in your words, what did you bring for us delicious to listen to?
I don't know about all of that, but it's something. Because, now before I get into it, I wasn't feeling well. I'm going through some changes, since yesterday. So I just started this evening working on stuff. So it's something.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. This is called Less Traveled Road. I was born to bring wisdom from higher realms into this world, so I've created meaning from much sacrifice. My creativity is tremendous now, and I refuse to live an uninspired life. So my words are like threads through sacred tapestry, intentional and strengthening. I get insights that most people miss, so others trust my intuition. I live in authenticity, stand in my beliefs, and I will spot the truth. But I also know when I'm wrong, because I deal with spirit a lot. I am truthful with myself, and I do a lot of reflecting, so I have to remain truthful with everyone around me. I will continue to provide for myself, so I don't need outward validation from anyone. And I've stumbled and fallen in my steps towards what I thought was my journey, following others. I now know who I am, and I take a lesser traveled road. So I cannot be manipulated nor controlled. I am not an option. And appearances don't feed my soul, so I don't give out samples of me. Because I don't have intentions on trying to find lost time. I give my transparency from every chamber of my heart. So either love me on purpose, intentionally, completely share in it with me or leave me alone. That's that piece.
Ooh. Yo. Please go ahead, go first, bro. Go ahead, go first.
Oh, she said, love me on purpose.
That's right.
What's that line you said before that? It was something you said before that, though. It caught me.
Love me intentionally, right?
No, before that.
Well, I give my transparency from every chamber of my heart.
I think it's right before that one.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not an option. An appearance does not need my soul, so I don't give out samples of me.
I don't give out samples of myself. Nigga,
yeah.
You're gonna get the real thing.
Yeah.
So you gotta be worthy of it. You gotta be worthy. This ain't Club Fools, nigga. I ain't getting no samples. Listen, you finna get the real thing. Are you ready to receive it, nigga? I'm trying to tell you, I've been open.
That part.
They gotta be ready.
Ooh, shit! I don't give out.
That right there.
Ain't no rehearsal. Either you ready or you not?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. That was great. That was, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yo,
shit.
That, love me intentionally.
Right.
That speaks volumes.
You must come
with the intent from the beginning.
Right.
From the beginning.
Yeah, the foundation.
You're going to love me. My God.
Right.
My God.
Yeah.
And that's that whole thing is are you prepared to love me like you love yourself?
Ooh.
Ooh. Right. Yeah. That's it? Right. You're right about that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. This man.
I love this piece right here. Excuse me, y'all. Hey, yo. I know you security team better chill out. I'll be done with her in a minute. Relax. Get y'all some of that champagne to mellow out.
Jeez. Gotta relax.
I don't know what you be doing to them. But before I let you go over to the VIP lounge and get you some of this Tuscany, Italy champagne.
Ooh. Tuscany? Okay.
Can you let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio?
What you got?
I sure will. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Coming Monday night, I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. Now, y'all come on by, man, because we got a second half of the show, and it's a segment called Flip the Pen. Man, to help you tap into your creative side. Y'all going to love it. And Wednesday night. I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Now, these past few weeks, I have been playing sex games. For every night of the week, I give you a topic to write to, okay? And I believe we just got finished with Slut Her Out Saturday. So this week, we are working on Sunday night, and Sunday is called Succulent Sunday. I'll give y'all the details a little bit later, but this is for both
succulent.
The ladies and the gentlemen.
Succulent
yes.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all,
well, I'm gonna make sure I come to that one. I'm not sure if I've been at the other one. But I'm
sure. I think I'm interested.
You're not sure?
Is that
you're
tomorrow?
Sure. Wait a minute. Let's hold on. Hold on. Let me finish with telling what I'm doing, and then I'm going to get on you about it.
Tomorrow.
So I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. So I want y'all to come on by.
Yes.
Enter into the erotic love zone. Ain't no more get caught up in it. This is y'all enter into the erotic love zone. Okay, back to you, gentlemen. You don't know if you.
I don't know. If it's been, you know.
You know what, Malkeith? I have added to his aliases. He's also known as, and I call him Trouble because he's toxic. He's toxic, okay?
Uh-oh.
I've heard things, and things have been said to me like, they ain't even got to get with him to know he's a problem all night, okay? He's Trouble, okay? I don't know about that.
Hey, you know one of that. You know, Mouthpiece. One of the iconic lines from a movie is, "Don't pay attention to the woman behind the curtain." In this case, don't pay attention to the woman behind the curtain. Okay, somebody gotta get that movie reference later. Somebody gotta get that movie reference later. But don't pay attention to the woman behind the curtain.
You're not toxic.
That's
what you're saying. You're not toxic.
I don't.
See?
I don't know if I'm toxic. You have to ask somebody.
I got to get to that replay of you damn right when I said
that was a replay. Oh yeah, that was recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That must have been poetic. That was there that night because Van wasn't there, so I can't commit to that.
Oh Lord.
But all right, fellas, listen, get another sip. Would you please get on over to the VIP lounge so the security team can get off my back? Because I don't want to fire them tonight. Okay. All right.
Absolutely. All right. Here I come, fellas.
One love, one mic, and take your socks off.
One love, one mic, take off your motherfucking socks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Pearl La Negra on her way. Catch her this coming Monday, this coming Wednesday, and this coming Saturday. Man.
Damn.
Let's get this out of the way first.
Yes, man, I came home from work. All I wanted was a beer and see someone twerk. It's Friday, and I'm ready to turn up. Single and no dates lined up. Gotta get in them streets, see what's popping. Can't let nothing stop me. Wait, hold up. It's time for Let's Talk About It. The radio show on Epiphany? Let's get it. Time to take my socks off and get comfy. And do date night differently. Tonight's topic? You just have to tune in and see. Cause there won't be no debate. Now tell me, can anyone relate?
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, For Real Entertainment Network. I am Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Take your socks off.
Doing date night differently. Epiphany Radio. Let's talk about it. With your host, Van Meadows. Poetic.
to Epiphany Radio, the next phase in online radio, baby.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. If you're listening online, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you're already here and you desire to enjoy it. And let's talk about it. Go ahead and press that 1. Tonight, y'all, I have the pleasure of being joined by one of my friends, one of my brothers, one of my mentors. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mouthpiece, Wolf Hour's Own. What's good with you, bro? How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, this has been phenomenal, man. I'm telling you, I had that itch, you know, when you put the mic down for a while, you start getting that itch, like, man, I want to be on a mic again. I want to feel the energy from this poet, man. And you granted me my wish, brother. Come on, King. I'm telling you, man.
It's going down
tonight.
Man, hold on. Me? Turn down Mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Hey, where they do that at? Certainly not over here. Not over here. Man. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight's topic, though. Do you have an age preference when dating? I mean, is it really just a number? Man. Right. Hey, bro, we ready to keep this party going, man? We ready?
Yeah, man. Let's get it. Let's do it. Open the lines up. Let's get it.
I believe this next caller is my boy, Rome. Rome, is that you, bro?
What's up? How y'all living, man?
Hey, man, you already know, man. We in the building. We got questions.
I hear, man. I got the answers, man. But y'all pretty much said it all, honestly.
My man.
Y'all was on point with it. But for me personally, dating, age isn't just a number. For me, it can be, but for me, it's experience that really factors everything in, you know? The youngest woman I've been with in my life.
I got a question, bro. Is this wrong?
Yeah, this is wrong.
I was wondering if it was going to kick in, bro.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's wrong.
Bro, what the hell, nigga? How you going to come in out of here?
I said, what up, man? What you mean? You the one that ain't noticed until just now.
That ain't no Wolf Hours, what's up? You know how we do, nigga. You can't be like, yeah, whatever. Nah, fuck that.
Oh, you want me to have it. You want me to have
it. This is wrong with Wolf Hours, y'all.
Give it to a real.
Yeah, what? The hell?
Man, how are everyone, though? Good?
It's great to hear your voice, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
y'all,
man. Always, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Rome, thinking, man. Don't be surprised, man, if you hit us up back channel after this show. But yo, come through. We got.
Yeah, no, I tried that already. It's been too. I'm too much disconnected with it. I can't do it, man. I try to pull y'all in before a couple times. It ain't work. I'm like, hey, I'm too disconnected with it. I can't get them no more.
Hey, man.
They already know what's up now.
Yeah, hit us early. Hit us early, man.
I'm going to do that.
Bro.
I got to catch you lacking. I hit you early, plan it out. That defeats the purpose. It's a pop-up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you,
but it's like, it's hard. We've been doing this for a while, my man. Yeah, it's like, you know, you got to.
I ain't been on the cipher of Rome in a minute, man. You talking about like 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
3 on the cipher, bro.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, man, that's how it be too. But it was after, you know, it was after y'all shows too. After y'all music, y'all after hours.
Right, it even went
later.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
The truth, the crazy speed.
No, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning one time. I like, Rome, I got to go to sleep.
Hell yeah.
Rome is coming after hour.
Right.
You already know that's where you catch it, man. The energy flowing, the vibe is crazy. Be having the itch. But I had a couple tired nights at work where I'm like, jeez, but I'm going to do it again, though, because especially when you get that, when you hit that Wednesday, it's like back to back to back, because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so it's
I mean, Hey, man, I'll tell you, though, bro, that vibe was crazy, yo. Because it's like, yo, just spit, yo. Everybody spitting back to back, back to back, back to back. And it's like, at the last spit, right before you come on, man, you get hyped up, energized, all ready to go again. Like,
yeah,
hey, I'm ready.
Yeah, you probably do.
Of course. So you hit a show, you go, you know that line is long, you be like, all right, I'm going to hit this other show, you know that's long. Wait on another line, bang, bang. You know what's even crazier? Is this is all before pandemic. It's like,
it
wow.
It was. Yep.
Yeah, the locking was crazy. I love it. It was
man.
A beautiful thing.
Absolutely. But go ahead, bro. Finish giving your response on the topic, bro. We ain't mean to cut you off, bro. We ain't mean to cut you off, but it just got exciting for a minute.
I got excited. I was like, bro, what do?
All love, man. Like I was saying, though, the youngest person I've dated is my wife, and she's only a couple months. And I think, it changes depending on the relationship because you've got mentorships, friendships. But for me personally in dating, I can't date a young chick. Like, you know, my wife is there, but she's only a couple months. Like, I can't date a couple years younger and stuff like that. Conversations change in that. You know, people look up to you because of the age, because they think your age is, you know, more than a number. They look up to you as a leader when you hold a certain age factor on them. And you see that a lot with certain people when you deal with them. When they're young, they look at you like, you know, you got to figure it out. I'll be looking at them like, you know, I fucked up yesterday. I don't got nothing to figure it out. So I don't got time to be daddy or none of that. You know what I'm saying? So experience definitely plays a role. And that could come with anyone with any age. I know I learned fast coming up, you know. When my friends thought I was older, I'm like, nigga, I'm your age. You asking me for advice. You crazy. So,
right.
But I know people older that they ain't shit with no experience. So, you know, it can go. But I know dating, I need an older woman or at least someone that's, like my wife teaches me things. She's way better at certain things than I am that I can learn and grow from. So I got that. Other than that, she's the youngest person that I've been with that I was able to do that with. Because otherwise, it just don't work. It's either too easy, and I feel like, you know, it's abusive. I'd be like, I can't do this. I got to let you go. You got to be free. Because, you know, I feel like this is too much of a control factor for me, and I don't like that.
Well, I got you, bro. I feel you. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man. You said, wow. You know, that's a perspective that we never even considered, bro. That the whole being younger and looking up to you as a role model and as a teacher and as a mentor.
People are impressionable, man.
Yeah, that's deep right there, brother.
That's heavy.
Oh, man, that's deep.
That's heavy.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my brother really got that way, man. Go ahead, Marpius. I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro.
No. I was gonna say what you got for us tonight.
I got a piece called "Toxic." Who is who for y'all tonight?
Ooh.
Mike is yours, man.
Thank you. Times passed extensively, especially ours. Everything we once found special was lost. That specialty is ours. We deserve what we devour, especially odds. Teased on the edges, something done unexpectedly when envy is God's. Who measures greens, stuck in mirage. Visions of what a desert sees, distance is lost. Regardless of regret, I can't accept it was evergreen. Tall tales, unveiled branches. Learned lessons, we left to leave. Shadows stretch in the silhouettes, I get it less. Yet I still repent. Reflect and pen a letter with a feather tip. But hopes don't fly higher than egos. And prize a star straight out of my show. I know, she knows, we knew then. Beholding the breeze still moved. We in the irony shape-shifting. Grains move slowly, but the sinking still stays quick. And we still think that it's change, difference. This isn't same, be the same. How do we end play in these cage theatrics and pretend prisons when the action what we say is different? This part cuts directly to heart. This ain't a stage killing, but seats in the drama field are kindly filled. The time to kill is more than a book to me. She sings the same song accordingly. Mockingbird perched, carry songs Hirsch and the hereafter. The mass divided the main factor that still remained average. How can a picture change? Every need can lie. What is it telling me? Music to my ears, my dear. Melody's desire. Despair and company aside, I'm in the tune feeling lonely every time. You struck a chord. It hit a note. It was supposed to be different. But would have figured every quote would be a post. It was sticking. Color-coded too. Emotions black and blue. How spiritual are you in a disconnect? What type of realist are you? Can we get it back? Equivalent to what the kids would get. But tell me it isn't different because we tripping. Are we there yet? Went from patty cake, jumping rope, and a hopeful mind to pity parties and holding ties to the golden times. Taking advice from no one, talking as if she knew the guy. I ain't singling out no one, but the signal ain't calling no one. And all the similarities only show the singularity. Open bars and open calls, but don't forget the plus one. Overall, these contradictions fall down to how they see you, the angles, to face it. Many phases shown defeat was faceless. Let us show, we total up the growth of us. Show enough, toe to toe with who opposes. We'll show a total bluff. Only thing clicking we know is us. I notice much from things I ain't noticed. Cycles change and moves do too. I thought this through. Still I didn't share and still I thought you knew. Like a child scared, asking for forgiveness. Opposites attract, funny how I'm thinking. Reflecting on every mirror things to find a few conflictions. Mirror made mistakes, but only mirrors make an image. Come to find through all this back and forth, our pain was nothing different. Strange to see how suffering mimics as if it's my only truth could tell me how much I lie. With such a pride, she smiles and never puts us aside. She tell you as much is true. Who is who? And that's that piece.
Woo! Yeah.
Always, man.
Yo, hey, man, one of the things that I appreciate about your work is your wordplay and how you just be giving it to them and the content and your delivery. That's why I'm a fan of your work, bro. That's why I be excited when I know you coming on the mic because I get to hear you. I get to hear you spit. I get to hear you unleash. Phenomenal
Thank
eat, bro.
Man, I appreciate
Phenomenal
it,
eat, bro. Mouthpiece.
Yo, you already know what I'm about to say to you. The style he was spitting,
I call it poetry.
My man.
Wolfetry.
Wolfetry. Oh,
yeah. The way he spit, the way that whole... That's how you recognize Wills.
Yeah.
This dude, that cadence, that's Wolfetry stuff. Yo, like when it comes to Rome, man, it's hard to not call him a wolf because for the simple fact, that's how he spits naturally. And that's Wolfetry. We didn't teach him that. He came like that. We have a team of folks that style.
Y'all made me fight for that title, too, though. Y'all made me fight for that. I had to fight.
Yeah, you
had fight
to.
With the Albert?
Damn right. Damn right you did. We had to fight for our shit. Damn right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Don't come easy. But, my dude, I love it, man. You never disappoint.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that love, man. It came steel sharp and steel. You already know, man. I learned a lot here, cyphering with y'all, you know? So,
thank you, man. Likewise, man. We love it, bro. We love having you here always. But Mouthpiece, where he got to go now? Where he got to go, man? Where he about
to go? We
got
to go over there, man, to the Tuscany, Italy. Tuscany, Italy, man. VIP section. You know, just some 12, 20-year-old aged wine, champagne. You have some girls. Look. Like, these girls ain't no regular girls, man. They, like, don't have an Essence magazine or something. You know what I mean?
I love that. Age ain't nothing but a number unless you're talking about wine.
Age ain't nothing but a number, brother.
Salute, man. Cheers. And I'll be here. I'm all here tonight with y'all, man.
Absolutely good, brother.
What's up, man?
Get over there to the VIP lounge. Ladies and gentlemen, that's
yeah,
our
man.
One love, one mic,
my brother.
One love, one mic.
That brother is. fire. Whew. Hey, man, we gonna keep it going, man, because it's about to be even more turned up, because we got our favorite Canadian coming on the mic. We got Lady A. What's good with you, Lady A?
Lady A. Tonight is hey, how are you?
Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I'm just so happy to hear Rome's voice. I haven't heard him for a while. We used to share some late night poetry I forget what site it was on, but in any case, and then we did a collab together once too, and so it was good to hear you.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. I love it.
He's an excellent poet. I love his stuff. He's deep and he's real, and there's so much to his poetry that's in between the lines and between the words, and I love reading him.
Nice. So,
Lady, sent you a message. You say hi too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you didn't. I told you. What I tell you? Go ahead, shout him out when you come on. He's still listening. He can hear you.
Yeah. Check your messages on Facebook, buddy. Yeah, he's an underrated poet. I think he has a lot to say, and if people would, you know, take the time to really read him. He has really long poems, but he has a great deal to say, and he says it with eloquence, and his cadence is fantastic. He's a great guy.
Yes, he is. That's awesome. Wow, that's beautiful, man. That's really kind of you to say that. Awesome.
Well, he's deserving of it, you know. And so many poets are. There's such great writers out there. It's amazing. I love the world of poetry. It's so much fun and interesting. Yeah.
Well, I have a question to pose to you tonight, Miss Lady A. And I do remember you. You came to my show, Wolf Hours, before. I don't know if you remember that, but I do. But,
you'll have to remind me what show it was. It was Wolf Hours.
It's been a minute. We're off the air now, but I do. But the question we had to pose to you tonight is, do you have an age when it comes, an age preference when it comes to dating, or, you know?
Well, when I was younger, and I still do, I prefer older men. I always dated older men. When I say older, I mean at least 5 years older than I was. And I don't know. I think there's something to be said for conversation and you know, having things in common. Once you younger guy, it's unfair though in a way, because the young guys have all the stamina. And then when they get older, they don't. And then women come into their sexual exquisiteness when they're older. And so it's very imbalanced that way.
It is. You're correct. You're very right about that. How do you deal with that as a woman, knowing that you're just now reaching your physical, your sexual peak of like 33, I think it was. And most males, we reach our sexual peak of like 18, 21. It's a ridiculous number. How does that make you feel as a woman sexually when it comes to relating to your partner?
Well, I think part of it too is men should be teachers too of intimacy, as far as sexual intimacy is, and be leaders. You know, because it's I've had to be the teacher. And, you know, sometimes you like to be taught.
That's
it is an interesting topic. Yeah, it is.
Because you know, some men, when they get to a certain age, they don't want to teach. They want you to have the experience.
However,
when you're in a relationship and y'all have been together, one of the things that I feel that's necessary is that because women are changing, women change, right?
Yeah.
The moment that you know that you are changing, you need to let your partner know, hey, look, I don't like it this way anymore. It doesn't do that for me. Can we try this way?
Yeah,
you know
I think that's only fair. Too many guys and girls, men and women, don't tell the truth to each other in that way. And
Right. And you know why? Do you know why that happens?
Well, I think men are much more sensitive than women are, and I think their egos are bruised quite easily.
That's one reason. But the other reason is, well, where did you learn that from? Who you sleeping with now? Somebody else got your attention? You're doing something without me? See, that whole insecurity factor too. You know, so you got to be careful. You have to know your partner. But that's why communication is so key. If y'all best friends, oh man, we could talk about any and everything. And that's what you know, and that's important. So that's a great topic, lady. You're giving me some ideas here. I like that.
I could better talk about that. That's a good one.
that might have to be the next show. I'm really feeling that.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. It's a huge issue between people and couples. It's a hard issue because I really believe in it. Just from friends of mine, girlfriends of mine, in parties that I've been to where we've just been girls, you know, we talk about stuff like that, and women are shockingly unaware of their own bodies. I've came to find out, and are not interested in having sex, and so I ask the question, why not? Why aren't you? Why aren't you? Because they get nothing out of it, is the answer.
That's bad.
It is bad.
Right.
It's very sad.
That's interesting, man.
We ain't done until you're getting something out of it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And I think that's the misconception about men. We don't feel satisfied. Most men, real men, do not feel satisfied until that woman is satisfied.
Absolutely.
We're all about we're built for design, and we're all about performance.
Well, where have you guys been?
We've been here.
You know what? The staff that I worked with, the nurses, we had a beach party one day, and it went into the evening, and the bonfire at night, and we were sitting around. There's probably 30 of us sitting around together, shooting the breeze, and after had a few drinky drinks during the day, and the question came up, how many of you in this group, and these were women over 30, how many of you have had an orgasm? You know how many people put their hands up?
I believe it.
May I tell you just one quick story? It won't take long.
That's up to Van. That's up to the poetic.
I think he disappeared.
I think he did. Oh, Lord, he left him by himself.
I'll tell you
this
then.
I'm here. I was on mute.
Are you?
My bad.
I'm just going to, it's just a quick, and it's based on what we're talking about. After we would do our clinical, we had a student lounge. I was a student nurse. And we'd go to the lounge and we would do our homework and stuff. And then we'd sit around and talk about all kinds of stuff. And it always would end up, we would talk about sex. And I was, at the time, the average age was 29 in our class. And at the time, I was 37 when I went back to school. And one day, we were talking about quite often, laughing and carrying on, but serious too. And one day after we had one of these chat sessions, a young girl who was about 21, and she asked me to stay behind, so she wanted to ask me a couple of questions. So I did, and she said, I'm getting married this summer, and she said, I don't like sex, 21 years old. Mm-hmm. And I said, why not? And she said, because I don't get anything out of it. I don't like it. So I sat with her, and we talked about her anatomy, our female anatomy, and what you need to do to explore your body and explore that part of your body, and just find your bedroom, lock the door, the bathroom, lock the door, and just find yourself. I mean, I was more explicit than that, than this, but so anyway, that was a Friday, and then I said, when you know where everything is and how it works, show him. And so, like I said, that was Friday. Monday morning, she came back to class, and she came over to me, and she shook my hand. She said her boyfriend's name. He wants to say thank you very much. just that little bit of inspiration freed her up and her fiancé. But there's a lot of women out there that don't have a clue, and there's a lot of men that don't have a clue. I had another friend of mine who, whenever he had sex, he was watching TV.
What?
What the fuck? Yep.
Hockey game or whatever was on, he was watching TV while he was having sex. So there's a lot of shitty lovers out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Lady A, I guess we are ready for you to deliver to us your...
All right.
I'm excited to hear what you had to say in that piece. It sounds like it's going to be very exciting. So.
Well, I hope you like it. It's called Pleasures.
Sure I will.
Okay. Pleasures. Summer's sin worn like classic flowing white dress, bursting with scents of rose, peony, lily, and lilac clean against her skin. His olfactory sense is aware of her heat. She dances seductively, reaching. She touches his face. Passion ignites. His kiss excites. Pleasures spritz behind her ears, behind her knees. Oh, baby, please. Earthy moans, addictive groans. Her eyes feast on wood-based tones. Music increases the sultry mood. She dances freely. Pleasure ensued. Silk and satin panties removed, with masculine hands well-versed. Pleasures, she wants more. She wants to feel his desire, his amour. Hands lust for her breasts, arching her back, meeting his need. Making love with fingertips, each pulse felt through her skin. Fingers speak words without speaking. Love spills into her heart completely. Pleasures, seeks out pleasure for pleasure's sake. That's fake. One loves another, uplifts, loves desire, celebrates. Symphonies composed, poems written, expressing pleasures given. Senses come alive in songs sung by lovers smitten. Pleasures, thirst, thrill, lust, in each other trust. In peace.
Damn. That was some cryptic shit. I love the words you use. I love how you bury those words. It's like they skipped the whole dating process and you just buried them. Like, fuck it, matrimony. That was a matrimonial poem. The shit you did in that book, how you, I mean, I wish I could remember the shit you were saying. You said something, if it's on the line, when you said, damn it, there was so many different lines in that poem that stood out, man. That was so magical to me. You transported me. I was there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you did that, Lady A. I like you.
Oh, thank you. I like you, too.
I like you. Yeah, I like it. That was. I like that. How you? Damn, I'm gonna be studying this shit.
I think you can be sensual and sexy and sultry, and use your imagination with the words that you use rather than just coming out and being blatant about it. You know what I mean?
Graphic. Yeah, you did that. You definitely
did that.
You were sexually sanitized. God damn it. It was nice. Go ahead, Paul.
Right. Now, I was going to say, man, you drew me in to the poem with the way you started it, because you started talking about the way that the panties were, and just how it was pressed up against the skin. It's that kind of stuff that really opens up your erotic mind and be like, oh, my God, yes. You know, you have to visually create this imagery that you want to see. And this type of piece does that, and it's just like, baby. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? And
absolutely,
I really, really love this piece, and you described it so perfectly, sensual, succulent, sexy, without even being graphic. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I love that. That's when you really know that you have this ability to take people there creatively without being graphic. I mean, you know, sometimes graphic is necessary, depends on who you're writing for, but I love that. You know, make love to my mind before we get to the body. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Her piece is so metaphorical sound, man.
Yeah.
Tell these people where they can find you on Facebook, girl. I want to find you right now.
I'm on Facebook, just as Andrea Wheaton, and I'm on allpoetry.com as Lady A.
Andrea, I'm going to look at my phone. You got to have a conversation.
Yeah, you'll have to remind me when I called your show.
Yeah, I mean, we're off the air now, but we were on the AD call. That's how many events.
I couldn't hear what he said very well. It was kind of muffled.
Kind of muffled, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how somebody referred you to my show, Wolf Hours, and you came on and did your thing, and it was, I remember that name, Lady A, I remember it. And
it might have been I forget her name now, isn't that awful? I know there was a girl that was always recommending different shows. It might have been her, and her name has slipped my mind, and it shouldn't, but it has.
Because whoever recommended you spit, too, spit right before you, and you came on and you spit. And I saw your name. Like, hey, I know you. You left an impression. And hearing you tonight, there's no wonder you left an impression. I love your work. That was.
Oh, thanks.
Girl.
Wow.
Yeah, stop playing.
That's it, Mal. Tell her how you really feel, Mal. Tell her how you really feel.
I'm telling you. What's your name again on Facebook, love?
Andrea Wheaton.
I'm fine, Jew.
Man, you get ready. See, I'm
coming. Andrea Wheaton.
Hold on now. Because my friend request for this page that I currently have is still waiting to be accepted by a mouthpiece, y'all. But y'all ain't heard that from me.
Oh, man. I don't follow Andrew. I'm going to fuck my bed in right now.
But
I see you, Andrew.
We're going to send you over, Lady A, to get you some of this Tuscany Italian imported wine for the tea section.
Tuscan
so please make sure you go over there And please make sure you have somebody save us a bottle or two, because usually when the wine is imported from someplace really good like this, usually we don't get
it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I'll save you a bottle.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for all the kind words. And you have a good show going on tonight.
No, thank you so much, Lady A. I appreciate you. We appreciate you.
We do.
One love,
thank
one
you
mic.
Very much.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A. Man, she came in here and she gave us that. Got the food on.
Nice,
though. Ooh. Yeah, maybe,
nice.
Look, my piece. She made me want to do something like this. Hold on.
When I was in my 30s, age was not a problem at all. I think because of the many experiences and also when I was younger, you know, everybody was good for at least one or two things, you know what I'm saying? So now, now it matters. It really matters.
Okay.
So I'd say within a 5-year range would do, because most men that I have experienced are mostly around like the same phase of life that I am. So it makes it pretty good.
Pretty good, huh?
That's pretty good.
I like how you said that. I like how you said that. Pretty good. Girl, look. I ain't heard that sultry voice in a while. Look here. Got me feeling some type of way right now. I need to stop it. Better cut it out right now.
My.
Stop.
Okay.
Better stop it. Girl.
All right.
So she said, this is what we're going with, right? She said,
yes,
within
sir.
A 5, you said within a 5-year range? Is that what she said? Up or down?
Yeah.
Up or
mm-hmm.
down? Okay. Okay.
Down. I can go down. Or I can go up. Either which
you
way.
Go down.
I bet you
go
could
down.
Go down, girl. You better stop talking
dirty
that to me tonight. Girl, look at here, girl.
Oh,
you better cut it out. Ooh.
Stop it. Don't talk dirty.
I'm saying, look here.
I was just answering the question.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you were.
Yes, you are.
Good Lord, have mercy. VIP in the damn building. I tell you what. Such a treat to hear your voice. I mean, really, it's a treat.
Well, thank you.
Well, Van, you want to ask her what she got tonight for us, man?
Absolutely. So, what you got for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I just finished this about 15 minutes ago, so it's untitled, of course. But here it goes. You ready?
All right, the mic is yours.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Most times, it doesn't matter how old you are. I've had 10 years over me, 6 years under me. There was vanilla, then at least 20 flavors. But what I was concerned with was loyalty and maturity, communication and compassion. In my experience, some older men were cheaters and immature. Some of the younger ones were too young. They were only good for one thing. So I would rather have someone near me in age, within 3, not past 5. I don't date. I no longer need to. I took the chance with a man 3 years younger than me. He is safe and can hold great conversation, keeps being in the know. I no longer think of looks much, because what's most important is how you're treated. I had no expectations. If I did, I'd end up defeated. I was pleasantly surprised. I had my walls erected, bricks came and were deflected. He thought because he was younger, he'd be rejected. I'm so glad I said yes. He has shoulders for me to cry on. He's a great provider and protector, and he loves me, and that's the best. And that's that piece.
He loved me, and that's the best. Is that what you said? How you close that?
That's what she said.
My gracious. Okay, then. Mr. Lovalova. Mr. Lovalova. Hey, girl. She called me Mr. Fantastic. Got me fantastic.
Basically.
Yeah, dynamic pieces to be happy. Love that. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yes. I'm so ecstatic, man, just to hear the voice of VIP. Her voice is so sexy. It just infiltrates your being, man.
Oh my!
It helps. It's almost like she puts you in a state of inebriation. Like you drunk.
Oh.
Listen to what she got to say. That voice, girl.
Oh,
you better stop it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hypnotized.
Loved it. Loved it.
Right.
Hypnotized.
Oh. VIP.
Well, we got some.
Yeah.
Before we send over there, we got to hear what she got going on in Epiphany. We can't just send her right away.
We got
to get her to talk to us just a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
Well, I would love to. Well, every Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m., my beautiful diva, LaPella Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. And we have an ongoing series called Sex Games. And I'm telling you, it's been great. It's been fun conversation. It's been hot and steamy conversation. And there's some real fire pieces going on. So y'all need to come out and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone.
Yes.
Mm. I'm there.
Y'all would not be disappointed. Let me just tell you.
You're damn right. You're damn right. I'm going to be in a building with bells on. Ring a ding, damn ding. Hey, uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that sound piece.
Yes, ma'am.
Whew.
All right.
Now, my brother, you can usher her over.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to put you in VIP. Man. We have some very, very exquisite wine imported from Tuscany, Italy. Well aged perfection, just like you. Oh my goodness, girl, it matched.
Well, I'm going to go join my diva.
Yes, ma'am.
You heard him. You heard it.
All right.
You heard it.
Ooh.
All right. One love, one mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. VIP on her way to the VIP lounge. You can catch her Wednesdays in the Erotic Love Zone. Man.
Good Lord.
And gentlemen, you have approximately less than 1 minute to dial in 319-527-6300 before you would not be able to get in if you're listening in online. I'm saying it pretty fast because I want you to hurry up and dial. Dial. Quick. Otherwise, you get cut off. You got 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Come on. Dial fast. Come on. You got cell phones, smartphones that should be able to do it. Come on. Get it in. Otherwise, you'll be cut off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overtime Hour. You have made it. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Let's talk about it, where we do date night differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'm joined by my brother, Mouthpiece, Wolf Hour's own. Mouthpiece, how you feeling, bro?
Come on, bro. Man, I'm feeling so great tonight. This has really been a treat for me, man. Being off the circuit and for as long as I've been, having been able to come back and share this night with you, man, has been phenomenal. Poets are bringing the heat. Yeah, they're talking some memorable shit. Look at here, man. I'm just glad they got archives so I can rewind this shit and play it again. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Yes,
love
sir.
It.
Well,
love it.
But I appreciate you being here, man. We got a few more calls to get through, man. I'm honored that you were available to sit in and join me tonight, man. And
honored, brother.
And listen, we're going to keep this fun going, and we're going to bring in the next poet who happens to be Epiphany's own host of the variety shows of Tuesday night. We call him Iron Man, Mr. Tuesday Night. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mojave. What's good with you, Hav?
I just see you. Mouthpiece!
Hi, what's going on, boy?
What's happening?
What's happening, brother?
I'm good. It's good to hear you back on the radio.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. Epiphany's the place to be right now. Y'all got to fire it up over here. I'm telling y'all, cooking with grease. All these shows and shit.
Oh, we appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
The dopest thing ever.
It is, man. I was telling Van, I'm so proud of my brother, man. I mean, y'all some beasts. You really got a good team, man. And y'all got that baton. Y'all carrying that shit. I know it's a lot of hard work. You got so many shows to cover, but y'all doing it, man. Y'all doing a good job, man. Real talk.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate you, man.
We do. It's real.
Javi, you've been hearing the shenanigans that's been going on tonight, bro?
Yeah. I heard. Like, I was like, have it. It's supposed to go that. This is supposed to be that song. This is what happened. It's natural. It's good. It's rocking.
Appreciate you, bro. Mouthpiece. Hey. Let's bring him into the shenanigans, bro.
Sure.
Here we go.
Mojave. How rocks. Listen, son. Do you have an age preference when it comes to the significant other of life?
Yes, I absolutely do. I will date someone who is 5 to 7 years older than me and no more than 10 years younger than me. I will stay within that range. I will not go outside of that. If you are under the age of 30, keep your ass where you are standing.
Keep your ass at the house, goddammit.
I'm not babysitting. I know everybody thinks it's fun, but it is not. Not for the kid, not for the weary or the faint of heart. So,
right. Right.
I hear that.
Honestly.
I hear that.
Hell yeah. You're doing him a favor. you got to be ready to step on this wild side. You got to be ready.
What you talking about?
Nah, just people were like, let me go get me a young girl. No.
Keep that.
Have fun. I think there's something wrong with people. They be trying to get stuff at people in diapers. That's not for me.
Give me a senior woman.
Not for him.
No.
I'm just saying, just keep it around me. I'll rock out for it. I'm not about that. Please stay within the prerequisite thing. Stay within. I think the ultimate is 5 years up, 5 years down. You're rocking. As long as you connect. Like, to me, it's all about the connection now. It is entirely possible for people to connect to someone that may be out of their thing, but, you know, that's probably something special. I would know it. I haven't seen it, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I could dig it.
Right.
You know, I definitely could dig it. Connection is everything.
Yep.
Definitely everything. To make sure that you fit. I'm gonna tell you a dangerous woman.
Uh-oh.
A dangerous woman is a woman in her maybe 28, 29, got it together, and she's very in tune with who she is and have no problem with studying you and making sure that she is able to hold the conversation with you. That's a dangerous woman. That should let you know, run.
Absolutely.
Damn.
Run. Because her Listen, her goal and her purpose is to make sure she please you. Run. Because that's going to come with some stuff later that Mojave is talking about.
Damn.
I don't know, but nobody else. I'm like, listen, nope. Not even. I'm not for none of that. at all. Be like, hey, yeah, study me. No, you study long, study long. You got to go someplace other than that. That's where I'm at. So, no, absolutely not.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. I can't even fault you for that, man.
No, you can't.
Perspective. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Because I'm just telling you, that's why you get messed up, man. Out here trying to hang out with people under your age, trying to be in the places they at. Nah, baby, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, come with me. Come with me to my college reunion. And they were like, yeah, I'm out here looking like R. Kelly.
Picture for the event page. Huh? Yeah.
Chill.
He's nothing but a number. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, bro. I love it, man. I love it. Hey, man. What you got for us tonight, bro? What you going to spit for us tonight?
I was trying to find this thing because I was really looking for it, but that's like crazy. I'm like looking for it. Nope. I was like, it's really weird because it's like I'd be forgetting stuff. And I just found a whole bunch of stuff I forgot. So it's weird. And a lot of different. And I'm trying to get to it, but it's like, it's weird. So I'm about to bail out in like 2 seconds, but I'm just trying to figure out where I did with it because I'm very bad at labeling and I've been writing entirely too much. So it's a problem. So other than that, I'm pretty sure we got people waiting for that. So, wait a second. I think I found it. Yep, I found it. Weird. But I'm going to label it after this. All right, you ready?
Yeah, the mic is yours.
Here we go. Just tell me if this is too loud. Hey, go back. We're just supposed to be going there. There we go. Is that too loud?
Nah, that's good.
I can no longer carry the salt cracked pieces of hearts. I've heated them to four temperatures in the kiln of intentions. The mention of love is who thus not be spoken of. It's triggering. I'm figuring that the sound is a darkness that my heart was used to hearing. I walked into a clearing, a field full of daisies, grass soft against tired feet, mirroring this wild animal who I captured so many times, but not without being scarred. Sometimes in all, the haul of three incredible treasures is my measure, but I forget, and I have forgotten. The honey dripping, the slow slipping that runs hot and sweetly over the tongue of my soul, the soul message of the massage, the melody open for the introspection, the covering, the waiting, the needing, the exchange of kiss and caress, bodies blessed with intimate connections. And there you are, standing still, wandering about, waiting for me to love again. Sometimes we wait for these storms to abate, not knowing what it feels like to dance in the rain. We may allow pain to paint our emotional gates, eliminating the pacing or new love that we are facing. We become better, not following the letter of the law to seek satisfaction to understand our attractions. Refraction, our being into different compartments and apartments in which our emotions live, what we're afraid to give, but you make me free. And I am ready to become, be where you are from, to share space, to create a place in you that I call home. create a place, share a space for you that I call home.
Yo, mouthpiece. Go ahead, bro.
I don't even know what to say to that, man, but I don't know what he could do, man. Look, listen. You know what I compare that to, man, when I think about that piece? It's almost like a craftsman, like a master carpenter. And he's treating his wood. Look, let me tell you something, man. This dude is a master craftsman when it comes to this poetry. And the words that he puts together are just whimsical and magical. They got a real, real message, man. That shit right there was sick. I know it's about 5 women right now. It wasn't even a sexual poem like that, but they're pregnant right now. And they got their fingers out looking for their wedding ring. They got their ring size and everything. I don't know how you even deal with that. But you got to deal with that shit. But damn, boy.
You wild.
That was heavy, man. What the fuck? Well, Howie, that was heavy, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This piece was dope, man. I love the wordplay in it. Yo, you gave so much wordplay in this, and you had to really be paying attention because the way that you were delivering it, it was so soft, it was so sensual. You know, the honey dripping, you know, the something else you said in there that got my attention. But bro, this piece was, you doing damage right now. You might as well go ahead, dig into your Tuesday night budget, and go ahead and replace these mics because, you done destroyed a couple of them, especially tonight, because you had to have one for your audio, had one for your music, and then you had to have one just for you spitting. So, yeah, bro, you done damaged a couple mics tonight, so I'm going to need you to go ahead, dig into your budget, go ahead and replace those, But fire piece, bro, fire piece.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I really do. That's important.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, bro. Hey, before we get you over to the VIP lounge, man, let the people know what you got going on Tuesday night.
Oh, I'm glad you asked me. Hold on. Hey, let me just get out here and do something a little bit different. A little different. All right. Let me see if this works out. All right. So this Tuesday on Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, we present to you Big Ass Poetry. Poetry that you think. Now that we have your attention, it is a room and a night to put out those monumental big-ass pieces, the monsters that you have in your arsenal, the mic drop pieces, regardless of the subject, the pieces you pull out when you want to shut the whole stage down. And we're doing it this Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. for the West Coast. We gonna drop this big ass poetry like butter on your toast. This is what's happening here. If you're ready, Universe of Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Lux. Why be average when you can be raw? And come bring your big ass forehead and your big ass over here. Big ass forehead.
Yeah, let's help people out. Yo, bring your big ass forehead.
My man. Oh, man. All right, bro. Can't wait to be there for that. We're going to get you on over to the VIP lounge, man. Get you some Tuscany Italy champagne that I got imported. I gave Mouthpiece the budget for the champagne, and he did it big. So make sure you get on over there and grab you some of that.
I definitely will get over there and pass the bubbly. You know, I'm lots of man, so you know, I don't mind getting bubbly to some bubbly on lady that might be over there who wants to have a good drink, comfortable conversation, see what's happening, see if we can get this two set together and get off the floor. For the huckabuck, as you know. So thank you. I will be retiring over there to do my two step and huckabuck, and you have a good night. And Mouthpiece, it's good to hear you back on the radio, son. I always wanted to tell you, but I was trying to yell at you before, you know, I was talking about, but it's good to hear you on the radio because this is where you belong. You sound natural, brother. It sounds good. Your energy is great. Let's go, man. Come on back. Come on back. Come back.
Come on back to the light, Carrie Ann. Come back to the light.
Come on
back.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man.
Right.
You got to
All right,
do
my
it.
Brother. We're going to get you one over there, one love, one mic. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, taking his socks off. One love, one mic. Mojave, check him out this coming Tuesday.
Oh, baby, baby.
One love, one mic, bro. Baby, baby. Javi, Mouthpiece, not Javi. Mouthpiece, you hear that, man? He trying to get you back to the mic, bro. You hear that? Mouthpiece, you muted? No, don't tell me you muted. No, I hope his call didn't drop. We're going to keep it going. We're going to move over to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Otto, what's good with you, bro?
Hey. Everything's good.
Doing all
what's
right?
What's up, my Coco brother? And then I got my birthday twin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
doing
my
good, man.
My
doing
birthday
good.
Twin.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Oh, peace. Where you at, bro?
My birthday twin.
Oh, man, this call dropped. All right. Well,
his birthday,
we'll
he's actually born a year. He's born in 74. I was born in 75. His birthday is right on the same day as mine.
That's what's up.
This Wednesday. This Wednesday, we both be having a birthday.
Yeah. That's what's up, though, man. That's what's up. Good stuff, man. You about to turn, what, 21, bro?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, those were the days when I was 21, though. I tell you, I was in college back then. I was 21.
Yeah. That's all good, though,
yeah.
Man. It's all good. So let's talk about this topic tonight, bro.
Okay.
So do you have an age preference when it comes to dating? I mean, is it really just a number?
Yes, it is.
Let's talk about it.
For me, I mean, at this point in my life, to me, the age is a connection. No, I would not date someone young enough to be my daughter. I wouldn't do it. It would feel awkward. I would say maybe, is that what Mojave said? 7, older, maybe like 10. Maybe 10. I think that's a good reach. Yeah,
okay.
That's a good reach right there.
All right. I like it. I mean,
You know, you like.
Where's the birthday twin? Gone or? I know. Did he leave so he can look for Lady A?
I don't know.
I know he was trying to get searched.
Mouthpiece, you there? Yeah, he. I don't know what happened to him, but it's all good though. He probably doing something. But I appreciate your perspective tonight, Otto. You know, you won't date somebody as young enough to be your daughter or your daughter's age. I could get that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could get, like, you know, for, like, us in our age, right, in our age bracket right now, you know, we've been there.
Yeah.
We've been there around that age. But it was it's a whole lot different than it is now.
Yeah, you're right about
that. Experience.
You're right about that.
A whole lot different.
All right, bro. Appreciate your perspective on the topic. Now I want to hear what you got for us tonight. What you got for us? Go ahead. The mic is yours.
I am. Okay. Well, let's play a little game, right? I want you to go ahead and say a word, and that's my phone.
Age.
Age. All right. Okay. And then my freestyle is called Age. I thought that my voice could be in a place that I could go ahead and settle, learning lessons. Maybe in this day of the age is when it's present. We notice each other, more love to discover. But don't leave me too far away from the age. If I ever get to notice you, we can focus on you. Maybe in the breath of fresh air. Love is so real, and I take it there. I know it's real. I know that our birth certificates and sharing another type of life called age. What can we be of an example? What can we be a part of? What can we relate to? We have been there before. Love is like in a deep way to explore. I had to go ahead and think about the years coming in the beginning and our ending. Our age has a nice presence. Love is so in the assurance. I need that type of age with the endurance. Maybe we come. Like fresh air is to be there and be like in the cloud in the air. I know. Like if I can bring you a test, everything is that you bring is your best. I'm a professor. Never neglect your mind. And never leave anything of the issues to be blind. But we work it out together. We have that maturity. That's you and I. We qualify. Because, baby, when it's all over and what we need to do, we do it. That's to represent our age. This automatic charismatic, the local lens, 10 years in, I'm all in, I've been dry.
Yo. You did that, man. The freestyle just... Hey, bro, I'm always amazed at how you freestyle, bro. You know, I have to be really passionate about a topic in order for me to be able to do that. It's not something that I practice.
You know.
It's not something that I do. But if I'm really passionate about something, I probably could do it.
Okay.
But I appreciate you.
I was thinking about, you know, when y'all say what y'all got going on, you know, I'll think about Sunday. What you got going on? Maybe you know, y'all freestyle, divine inspiration in yourself. What you got going on in the freestyle world on Sunday? The blessings, the anointing everywhere, and all that freestyle over here, I don't know. I can't keep up over here. Keep up over Sundays. This is the best time.
Nice try, Go-Go. Nice try, brother. Nice try. But we're going to get you on over to that VIP lounge, man. Get you some of that imported Tuscany, Italy champagne, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. I just love throwing y'all under the bus on Sunday night.
Yeah, it's all good, bro. It's all good. We'll see how it goes. See how it goes. Please, our good brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, man.
Wow. What a show. What a show. What a show. Let me give you the lineup really quick. Join us tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Alonzo, yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, Monday night is going to be the Soul Cafe. Let's chill with your boy, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, the CEO himself, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, you just heard Mojave talking about the Honey Dripper. Make sure you come through. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP, and La Pearl, La Negra. Whew. Thursday night, y'all. Oh, man, Thursday night is a get down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly. And then next Saturday, I'm sorry, Friday night will be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. Don't let me forget that, brother. Join us next Saturday for Poetic Therapy with your host, La Pearl, La Negra. Man, what a dynamic show. Thanks to Mouthpiece. I can't think we lost his call. But thanks for Mouthpiece for coming through, joining us this evening. You know, it's good to hear him back on the mic. I'm honored that he was here to be with us tonight. Know him from Wolf Hours, host of the Wolf Hours. For a while, it was him and Mr. Metaphoria. And once Mr. Metaphoria and Pretty Powers. Forgive me, Pretty Powers. Then it was Mr. Metaphoria. I'm sorry, not Mr. Metaphoria, but Mouthpiece, Pretty Powers, Sakaya Rain, and Divine Demon. Hosted for a good little bit there. But it's all good. It's all good. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. You know, dating. Do you have an age preference? That was what we was talking about tonight. Many different perspectives on the topic. I'm grateful for all of the callers and poets that came through and spit and shared themselves. And I really thank y'all for being transparent on topics like this. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory. I say this just about every show. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we're honored and we're humbled that you come out and you spend 2.5 to 3 hours every night with us to share yourself, your gift, your craft. So we appreciate you. One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby, I'm on my way for my champagne, y'all. Tuscany, whoo. Have a great evening. Peace.